New blockades at the Port of Brisbane and Port Botany in Sydney have raised memories of Australia's bitter 1998 waterfront dispute. Maritime Union of Australia members have refused to unload ships after Hutchison Ports sacked almost 100 workers by text message late last week. Hundreds of union members and supporters are blockading the company's facilities as the case goes before the Fair Work Commission. Eric Torchek reports.
Union members have maintained a blockade of the Hutchison Ports berth at the Port of Brisbane since Friday. Nothing is getting through.
They want to take some supplies in for their security guards. They've been bringing them in by water. So if they want to take their supplies in, my personal view is that they can take it in by the water the same way they're getting the security guards in.
Workers have so far refused to unload a ship in Brisbane and one in Sydney. The blockade's a response to the sacking of 97 workers. They only found out they were jobless at 11:30 on Thursday night, and not in person or with phone calls, but by text message.
An email at 11:30 at night, a text message saying that we're not required anymore.
Hutchison employee Barry Goldthorpe says the company should have gone through a proper redundancy process.
For somebody that sort of started with this company and did a lot of things to help them set this up and to be treated like that was just disgusting.
Brisbane port worker Hannah Mathewson says her whole family has been affected.
I got the call from my sister and my dad, who both work at the Sydney ports. They both have been given the sack as well.
Employment Minister Erica Betts told Parliament it appeared Hutchison Ports had acted in accordance with its enterprise bargaining agreement.
The particular EBA of which we speak suggests the text messages and emails are the preferred method of communication between the boss and the workers.
But Labor Senator Doug Cameron suggested the Hutchison Ports blockade was a new version of the 1998 waterfront dispute between the MUA and the stevedoring company Patrick. 1,400 workers lost their jobs and were locked out of wharves across the country, sparking confrontations with police.
Midnight text messages and emails have replaced balaclavas and dogs as the preferred method of sacking waterfront workers.
The MUA wants the company to hold meetings with union representatives to discuss the redundancies. Union official Paul McAleer says if they don't, workers will probably elect to continue the blockades.
If the company maintains their unjustifiable position, then it is absolutely likely that everyone will continue to do what we've been doing and protest that unjustifiable treatment.
But the longer the blockade runs, the harder it will be for some of the stevedores. Port Botany worker Lyra Diaz says she can't live without her job.
I just live with my two kids, so I'm relied on the job to pay the rent and everything on my own. So now I've just got to figure out what's going to happen.
Hutchison has asked the Fair Work Commission to declare the MUA's industrial action illegal. The union, for its part, has applied for the sackings to be declared in breach of Hutchison's industrial agreement.